From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics this week include lawsuit challenges financial aid ban for student drug offenders, cannabis spray reduces spasticity in MS patients unresponsive to other treatments, and California state officials ask court to reject Proposition 215 challenge. More information on these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First this week from Washington, D.C., lawsuit challenges financial aid ban for student drug offenders. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, Drug Law Reform Project, along with Students for a Sensible Drug Policy, SSDP, has filed a federal class action suit against the U.S. Department of Education, challenging the constitutionality of a congressional ban on financial aid for students convicted of a minor drug crime while attending college. The congressional ban, known as the Aid Elimination Provision of the Higher Education Act, has denied federal financial aid to an estimated 200,000 students since its enactment in 1998. Though Congress amended the law earlier this year so that students with past drug convictions may now apply for federal financial aid, students who are convicted of a nonviolent drug offense, including minor marijuana possession, while in college, continue to lose their federal aid eligibility under the law. The lawsuit contends that the federal ban is unconstitutional because it amounts to double jeopardy, further penalizing students who have already been criminally sanctioned by the courts. The suit also argues that the law violates students' right to due process and disproportionately impacts minorities. Quote, "This lawsuit seeks to ensure that no student will ever again have to worry about losing their financial aid and with it their access to a higher education because of a minor drug conviction," close quote, SSDP Executive Director Chris Crane said. He added that the SSDP and ACLU are actively seeking additional plaintiffs to join in the class action lawsuit. Next this week from London in the UK, cannabis spray reduces spasticity in MS patients unresponsive to other treatments. The administration of Sativex, an oral spray consisting of natural cannabis extracts, significantly improves spasticity in multiple sclerosis or MS patients who have failed to respond to currently available antispasticity treatments, according to the preliminary results of clinical trial data announced last week by the British technology firm GW Pharmaceuticals. 335 patients with MS-associated spasticity participated in the 14-week randomized placebo-controlled trial. Quote, "Analysis of the per-protocol population, those patients that complied with the study protocol, showed positive and statistically significant improvement in spasticity measured on a 1 to 10 numeric rating scale," close quote, the company stated in a press release. They continued, quote, "All patients entering the study were taking the best available antispasticity medication and remained on such medication through the trial. Improvements seen in the trial were obtained over and above the currently available treatment," close quote. Patients in the trial who did not comply with the study's protocol also gained relief from Sativex, though not to a degree that achieved statistical significance. Investigators attributed this result to a larger-than-expected placebo response, thus reducing the size of the difference between the experimental and control groups. The company also announced that a separate analysis of the three clinical trials now completed on Sativex and MS-associated spasticity, incorporating a total of 652 patients, shows the spray to be significantly superior to placebo. Earlier this year, United States regulatory officials authorized the first ever clinical trial in the U.S. investigating the efficacy of Sativex for treatment of cancer pain. Sativex is currently available by prescription in Canada and on a limited basis in Spain and Great Britain for patients suffering from neuropathic pain, multiple sclerosis or MS, and other conditions. Two additional Phase 3 clinical trials investigating the use of Sativex on peripheral neuropathic pain are scheduled to be completed later this year. Finally this week, from Sacramento, California, California state officials ask court to reject Proposition 215 challenge. California Attorney General Bill Lockyer is requesting the state superior court to throw out a lawsuit filed earlier this year by San Diego County supervisors alleging that California's 10-year-old medical cannabis law should be preempted by the Federal Controlled Substances Act. San Diego supervisors filed suit rather than comply with a 2004 state law mandating the county to issue identification cards to authorized medical marijuana patients. In motions filed this week in Superior Court, state officials argue that San Diego County supervisors, quote, dislike, close quote, California's medical cannabis law, but have no legal standing to challenge it, quote, because the courts can only hear cases that involve factual disputes between opposing parties, and because there is no actual dispute here, such a request for an advisory opinion requires dismissal of the charges, close quote, he said. The court is expected to rule on the state's motion in May. According to a recent telephone poll of San Diego County voters, 78% of respondents said that they opposed the supervisor's lawsuit. 67% said that they support the state's medical cannabis law. This has been Normal News from the Normal Foundation in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories included today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. Stay tuned for Normal News every week right here on this station, your computer, cell phone, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein.